hermitage of El Mirón and the Four Winds view, called de los Cuatro Vientos. Placed on a hill, El Mirón Hill, facing the castle and next to the medieval wall. In this place was erected one of the 35 medieval parishes, in this case, honoring Santa Maria del Mirón, that due to the depopulation of the small neighborhood where it is, it lost its category to turn into a hermitage. Nevertheless, the devotion for the Virgin remained, given that it is considered the patron of the city. On the little square at the entrance of the hermitage, it became a tradition for farmers of the city and of many other surrounded villages to meet and make encore processions in case of needing rain. Nowadays, farmers keep on celebrating San Isidro's Day with animal auctions. The hermitage was built in 1725, in a Baroque style or extreme Rococo, above the ruins of another Romanesque Gothic church, of which only the apse was remaining, whose space was destined for the sacristy. It counts with a Latin cross floor plan, a semispheric dome on the crossing, completed with a lantern and growing vaults on the rest of it, supported on arcs that start from a projecting cornice and decorated with plaster corbels highlighting all the interior around the walls. Inside, you can find four altar pieces, two on the crossing area, in which images of the Virgin with Child and San Saturio appear, other one on the sacristy, also devoted to the Virgin, and the altarpiece, main boudoir from the 18th century, is slender. On the center, the Virgin of El Mirón stands out on a transparent background illuminated by the boudoir light. In 1755, Felipe Molero Mediana, priest of the city, ordered to build a wonderful stone column, Baroque obelisk, of three bodies to Righiera alike with San Saturio's bust that was placed in the middle of the entrance square. El Mirón Road, next to the hermitage, ends up in one of the privileged spots of the city, the Cuatro Vientos view, as it offers one of the best views of River Duero. On this promenade, Machado used to go with his wife, Leonor, when she was already very sick. It was the place where you could breathe the purest air. On the occasion of the centenary of the poet's arrival to the city, it was placed a monument honoring him and his wife, with their united silhouettes.